then at one point I was just like, y'all trying to lock me in here like I'm an animal or something?
You put yourself in this.
And I'm not, put yourself in timeout, and then this is like, how dare y'all put me in timeout?
Y'all gonna put me in timeout. So now I'm trying to get out of timeout, and I'm running out to the goddamn a show going on. I'm like running the show, and people like seeing me like, that's Cam. I'm like, oh shit. I run back into the green room. And I'm like, I was like, really like, I was full on freaking the fuck out.
That's a tough environment to do mushrooms. Way better to go to the woods.
I mean, yeah. Last time I was in mushrooms, I did mushrooms in the woods. I was
nature.
Like, yelling at birds. Yeah. I was yelling at birds.
You were yelling at birds?
Yeah, I was yelling at birds. Me and Lasers, I was like, it's funny because somebody said I wouldn't trip on mushrooms with Lasers. I don't think it'd be a good time.
I feel like, and it would be great.
I think trip on mushrooms is a great time with Lasers. And then somebody was like, who else have you done mushrooms with?
Tarnation?
Yeah, like, there was yesterday she had her bad ear in the middle of the conversation.
Yeah, dude, there were so many rips, I was just like...
I guess we... And that'd be like, it's completely deaf on that song?
What's that?
It's completely deaf.
I guess this side too.
No, this side's good. This side's good.
Well, that side's like, you can't hit shit.
Oh,
like,
she's also accents. She's tough with accents. Yeah.
Oh, for real?
I can't, I'm not like racist, but like I legitimately cannot understand people with like thick accents.
Yeah.
Certain ones like Indian, like Japanese, like any. We're good.
Yeah. I'm the master of that thick. I don't think it's like crazy.
Ada, you definitely have an accent for sure.
Crazy.
Hey, she got a brain injury, Doug.
That's crazy.
He's saying that's crazy.
But,
you sound
you're trying to say that he sounded like a Rottweiler mixed with Snoopy, and then she started making that noise.
This is crazy.
Welcome to the podcast, Cam.
Thank God for having me. Yeah, this is great.
Welcome back to the Tard Yard, folks.
Bro,
thanks
I've been trying
in.
To have this conversation with you for a while.
What a dude.
Because, Doug, Florida.
Oh,
Doug,
yeah.
Like, it's just, I'm like, we had this conversation in Chicago. There just were no cameras.
Yeah.
I'm just so proud of you.
Thank you.
Like, I got to see you at like one of your first open mics and then see where you're at now. Dude, it's fucking, it's insane, bro.
Shit,
I love it, man.
It's something in the water out there, I tell you that, man.
Dude, yeah.
Something in the water.
That's what we were talking about in Chicago, dog. Like, at Orlando and Tampa, like, for a while, there was like four or five, like, just magical classes of comics. Like, just... At, like, every, like, class, like, every, like, group, like, year of comics coming in had somebody popping off.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, there's Preacher Lawson and Cam Bertrand out of Tampa and fucking me and this guy and Ben Brainerd and Jake Rica, like, and just everybody was hitting and finding something that worked.
There's one guy out there that's like, he didn't say me.
we believe
and you. Yeah. And you.
We believe Jolly.
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 Can't forget Jolly.
Can't
that
forget
nigga's
Jolly.
Insane.
Man. Uncle Jolly is insane. Dude. But that's the other thing.
Fucking crazy person.
Bro, you rarely hear about other scenes that have that kind of like close-knit like bond even after everybody's left, you know, like everybody normally spreads out and then it's done, and then we're still out here like getting texts from
what
Jolly.
Did you go to Texas? Y'all didn't want to take Florida to Texas? That's basically what I mean. What really felt like, it felt like I was just a scout. I was like, hey, they got shows out here. They got a lot of shows. Everybody, I mean, I was working at a golf course, and Jolly just called me. It was like, he was still drinking that time. He was like, I'm finna come see your ass in Texas. I was like, nigga, you ain't finna come see me. Bet, bitch. And then 2 days later, he said, I was on the first thing smoking.
Doug.
In Texas.
Literally, the week you moved out here, I was in Seattle with Jake. I was on on the road with Jake.
Yeah.
And Jolly FaceTimed me. And he FaceTimed me. He's like, nephew, you gotta see the other nephew. Dude.
You know how I'm doing, dude. He just get excited, his head start going, dude. And he was like, you gotta see the other nephew. And it was like, we started talking, and he was just like, nah, you just moved out to Austin. And he was like,
I think you had just done Mothership for the first time. Like, yeah, Kill Tony wasn't out yet, but he was like, you gotta see it. And Doug, just where it went from there, just amazing to watch. Do you know, like,
it's been insane.
The trajectory has been crazy. 100%,
which is dope. It's cool. Cause it get weird sometimes. It was like, oh shit, like now everybody want to talk to a nigga. Before it was like, you know, I had to be like, you want to talk to me. And now it's like, yeah, but the support system is great.
I feel bad for treating you that way.
Not gonna lie to you, that's my homeboy, me and my dog, we was going at it one day, like in high school.
Yeah.
And then I was saying something to him, I was talking too fast. And all I heard was rada rada rada. That's all I heard when you said that.
I mean, if two people say it,
like, yeah, I'm still doing that. That's crazy.
Oh, good. You unlock a core memory, dude.
I thought I slowed down. I thought it got better. I'm still the rada rada nigga. This is crazy. Yeah,
I can understand you. I'm just saying, like, for like captions.
Look here.
that's most of the comments I get. It's like,
I gotta turn the captions on.
He lived with captions for his whole life. I don't know what the fuck he talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry you don't know what somebody that talk like this. You always say that
very clearly.
Huh? Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah.
Enunciate your K's very well.
you need captions. Maybe I do.
All the Kill Tony fans think you're the Cajun coach from The Waterboy. Just
we let blind not dead.
I remember one time I was talking to somebody. I was doing the thing. I was like, my mama said. Oh yeah, I don't talk good. I'm not a great talker. I do this for a living, but I'm not the best talker.
Right.
I remember I was doing a show when I first started, and Jolly was there, and I was bombing, and I was like, man, I fucking bomb. I hate this. It was bad shit. And Jolly was like, you know why you bomb? I was like, why? He said, I didn't know Mystical was coming to the show, nigga. If you'd have told me Mystical was coming, I would have told everybody, you better speed this shit up and then go talk too goddamn fast. He called me Mystical for like 30 minutes that night.
That's hilarious.
Doug, I've told this story on so many podcasts, but the first time I met Jolly was at, what was the Monday, Harry Buffalo's, the Monday night?
Yeah.
A bunch of Magic fans had just come over. It was rowdy as fuck. Everybody been telling me for months, like, oh, you gotta meet Jolly. Wait till you meet Jolly. And then in the middle of all this ruckus, somebody kicked the door to Harry Buffalo open. And I just hear Jolly's voice go, hey, yo, I just got out of jail. Let me get 5 minutes. And then like 5 minutes and 40 seconds later, Rob Smiles and Jimmy introduced me to David Jolly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doug, and ever since, he's that guy.
He's been the best. When I met him, it was kind of, I met him at Harry Buffalo, but I liked him because he was just like, he was somebody I could relate to. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else was just white. I was like, well, this nigga, like my goddamn uncle for real.
Yeah, I connected with him because he was just real. Like, there was no filter, no nothing. Whatever was in his brain was coming out his mouth. Yeah. You always know where you stand, and
Captain was still in high school for when I started. So Cap brought in some of his high school friends, and they were sitting in the corner here in Buffalo, and he was like, "Where y'all white boys from? Y'all know?" He said, "Y'all from all. I know where y'all boy be at. Y'all boy got cocaine. Y'all know I can get some good cocaine right now." I'm like, what the fuck? Johnny don't give two fucks, bro.
Nah.
Yeah. I love that nigga.
Just I like him, that. No be matter authentic.
What. Yeah.
Just himself. I like people like that.
A lot of comics struggle with authority. Like, if there's a rule and you don't respect the rule, it's very difficult to.
Oh, yeah, nigga, I wore slides on stage to this day. That shit was a problem with it when
you
I first
what?
Started. Slides.
Oh, like yeah. Sandals. People really get upset about that?
People, what?
Yeah, slides, yeah. Shorts.
They wouldn't let me go. They wouldn't let me go upstairs in improv.
Really?
With slides on. Like, I had to bring shoes with me. I had to bring shoes with me. I wear slides. I had to bring shoes with me just so I get on. Yeah, yeah, they wouldn't let, yeah, the rules are like. But I was never big on
that. I want slides on stage.
I bet they don't make you do that shit now.
Oh, hey, that's what I'm saying. That old bro, man, I was like, ain't the goal to be finished? People, I was wear slides. I was just comfortable. But they were like, "Oh, you look like what you think this is?" I'm like, "Oh, now I'm gonna do it because I'm gonna do it to piss you off."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Now I'm gonna just be a dickhead for no reason. Yeah.
Now, just to show you, I'm better than you in slides.
That rule don't make sense. Those shorts don't make no sense. Like, man, be funny. Only go be funny. Be comfortable.
I remember my buddy Aiden McCluskey, great comedian out of Minneapolis. He was opening at Acme, and he showed up in shorts the first. Then they were like, "You can't wear shorts. It was hot as hell." They're like, "You can't wear shorts," and he was like, "Okay, bet." He went to a Goodwill, bought a dress and or a skirt, and showed up with like a shirt and a skirt on, and did the rest of the weekend in a fucking skirt.
We were just talking about this last night.
It was so fucking.
We was just talking about this last night in the green room at Creek and Crate and Cave. Talking about the Thugnificent.
All the shit. Well, people just how like styles change.
Yeah.
Like, cause how you wore like big ass baggy t-shirts and shit like that, shorts to your fucking. And I was like, now niggas at 17 wearing skirts and shit. Like, nigga, you gay. You got a skirt on. I'm like, I do what you want, brother. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? But like, I love everybody. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody. Where the camera?
We went from this to this.
Shit, everybody cool to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah.
It was crazy because like when I walked into Acme, he was like across the bar, so I only saw from like the waist up.
That's so funny.
And I was like, oh hey, you know, I was fucking and just said hi to him from the bar and went inside. And then you could hear me on the tape as soon as he walks out on stage in the skirt. I died. That was so funny.
Yeah.
And he had like 5 minutes on the skirt.
That's the so balls weird. To do that because the club could have been really mad.
I mean, like,
he's funny. He's funny.
You said no shorts.
I'm not wearing shorts.
I'm not wearing a skirt. Skirt on.
That's dressed up.
Yeah, I won the game.
I guess so.
Besides, he's funny too. He's funny. He's funny on top. Yeah.
That's the key part.
Yeah.
But no, like talking about like shorts on stage, like slides, that whole like it's the exact same thing as what we were talking about, like how style changes over time. Like you used to have to wear a suit. Do stand up comedy.
How does it go if you crush dirty on a clean show?
Huh?
Like if you do dirty on a show that's supposed to be clean, but you absolutely murder.
It depends on who you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if. Like, me or Cam went and did a show that's supposed to be clean, and we're just like, we're gonna do whatever the fuck we want, and we crush. Yeah. They're not gonna tell us, like, you can't come back. Yeah. But if a no-name shows up, and they're like, hey, you have to be clean.
Well, do you see that? You see that? That was crazy. If a nigga nobody knows, that's crazy. That was the thing. If nigga that nobody knows who the fuck they is, come to, like, nigga, if you come, if you pull up, they're not gonna let your ass do that shit.
Not that they won't let you do it. They can't stop you once you're started.
I just like won't be invited back to that church.
Right.
You gotta obliterate.
Doug, that's what I do at colleges.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, colleges, you go to the conference, and the conference, you have to do, like, a clean showcase set for the schools to book you. But then when you get to the schools, like, every school, like, I have to ask. I'm like, hey, what are the rules here? And some of them are like, oh, you have to be squeaky clean. And some of them are like, we don't fucking care at all what you say. But the ones that are like, oh, you have to be clean, I'll be like, I'm gonna do my best. And then I just do what I
clean
normally
enough
fucking
to get
do
paid.
Anyway.
Clean enough to get the money.
They can't hold your money.
Even if you're dirty.
Yeah.
Even if you're dirty.
Right.
As long as you do the time.
Good enough.
Winning.
Yeah. Winning.
Can I borrow some money?
I like this guy.
Maybe a condom. Thank you, brother.
Locked in.
Yeah,
locked in.
That's all that's left of the last condom he used.
It's got rock paper. Do you have your knife on you for scissors?
Oh,
you got the rocks paper.
I like this guy. He like one of them. Like you look like you talk and you speak like you not, but you are. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. Thank you.
It was giving me a compliment.
Yeah. I understood. Thank you.
Yeah. Comedy's weird because it's just you gotta just be yourself. Whatever the weird shit is, you gotta.
Yeah,
just,
man, we all. Shit. I feel like we're all just psychopaths, nigga. We find out like our one thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't do shit up.
Doug, I
tried.
So I tried.
Same shit. I couldn't do anything.
I burnt myself out trying to do other shit for too long.
Yeah.
Like trying to make myself do other shit. And then I started doing this, and now it's like, fuck, I can't go back to regular shit no more.
It's never fun. It's the most fun thing.
It's the most thing to crush. I would go today at 1 o'clock and was like, damn, this is crazy.
Like, you got good sleep too.
Yeah,
so you got nothing to do.
Nothing to do.
Until the show tonight.
It's a cool fucking life.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it all week. What a cool life.
It's insane.
I'm so grateful. I remember like getting out of the army and trying to find a lane for years. Just like, what should I do?
All you people that are working, hearing us say this, keep working. So you can come to our shows.
Keep paying your taxes.
Our job is don't to say all of the shit that would make HR mad at you.
Yeah. Dude. So you gotta keep doing what you're doing.
So we can say it.
In a way, we're soldiers for you.
Yeah, thank you. And fuck that nigga Evan at Publix.
What'd he do?
Oh, he's just a bitch. I just like saying that on every podcast I go on.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Bitch ass Evan. Make him friend of the pod.
Fuck you, Evan.
Good. I hope
stupid
I
ass you, bitch.
I love wearing these flannels.
Because of the thing.
And flannels because the flannels have these little fucking shirt pocket, like eyeglass cleaners on the inside.
No way.
Dude, yeah. Dixons are sick. Dude, like I, like this one actually, like, so they make a bunch of sick flannels.
And it's just a guy and his buddy, right?
Yeah. Danny Dixon. And then his buddy Chris, like, they basically have built this empire, dude, of just wanted, like, some creative dudes that were like, we don't like the shit other people make. We want to make our own shit. And, like, you know, they just wanted more flannels in the world. And they fucking make, now they make the best ones.
Yeah.
The snaps are so strong, too. Like, I tried one on the other day, and the snaps, they just, they snap together and they hold, which is so nice.
You're just locked into it.
Yeah.
They do those fancy flannels with the buttons and the snaps. They do these, like, the short sleeve, like the party shirts that I wear in the summers. I'm fucking short sleeves in the summers, flannels all winter, baby.
Do they have a straight jacket version that I can have? they make a straight jacket in medium?
They got some pinstripes. You know, they got some pinstripes. But, dude, their flannels, they have all those. They do these, like, custom collection ones. Like, they do, like, this is fucking the Quack. Dude, this is a fucking Mighty Ducks themed flannel.
Dude, that's sick. Dope. That rips.
That rips. They do these horror themed ones. Like, this is the Gill Man based on, like, Creature from the Black Lagoon. Mm. Like, on the inside of the tags and buttons and stuff. Dude, this is the Venkman from Ghostbusters. Dude, look. It's got the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man on the inside.
I loved it.
This one is mine. This is my flannel. Dude, I got another one.
Does it have a cool tag too?
This is the Captain Autism flannel they made for me. That I shot my first special in. Dude, and when the special comes out, Dixon's releasing the Captain Autism flannel to go with the special.
So dope.
That's
dope. Dude, they're amazing. We go back like 2 years at this point. Dude, they sponsored my special. They sponsor our podcast. Dude, I cannot recommend Dixon Flannel Company enough.
I like that.
I mean, ad aside, I really liked that thing we wore. You let me wear it last night at Zanies.
The jacket
was so fucking comfortable.
Dude, there's some fucking beard butter back there. They do beard butter, like men's soaps, like the fancy smelling stuff, like all sorts of stuff, dude.
That's awesome.
Bah, 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 bah.
Get some Dixon on you.
Get your Dixon.
You got Dixon on you?
Grow your Dixon collection.
Die Blade is another lady who slapped the shit out of people.
I haven't seen her.
I don't even know her name. It's an older black lady, and she seemed very nice at first. And then Tony Willis.
Yeah.
I don't know what he did, because Tony do be on, y'all know Tony Willis. Tony Willis be on some bullshit sometimes.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he did to her, but he sent me a video. He was like, this lady just smacked the shit out of me. and the video was just her going in the background. That was it. So I was like, maybe she did, but what did you do when you get smacked? Never smacked me before.
Yeah, never smacked.
I had full conversation with her, like long conversation.
Really?
Yeah. Is it a white guy or a black guy?
In her defense, no, Tony does have a very smackable face. Yes. Dude, he.
Well, I'm talking about like the lady. I talk to that lady all the time. It will never get nowhere.
Yeah.
It never goes anywhere. But I, like, I have a joke about it, so I give her money and I sit down and talk about it. Well, I talk to
her. That's why she doesn't smack you. You can give her money.
Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah. he probably said no when she asked.
I got to joke about it. So I'm like, I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's a good thing.
I owe you royalty.
I just the reason she doesn't smack you.
Yeah, but she like, she, I remember last time we talked, she was just like, I was driving on the highway. I said, you got a car? She said, oh, I'm walking on the highway. Like, come on, now get the story straight. And then she was like, I'm going down 97 and I was doing this and I was up at the moon. You ever been to the moon? I'm like, nah, I ain't never been to the moon. We had like a real conversation.
That's dope.
That is cool. Yeah, I like talking with the crazy people.
Yeah,
crackhead real people, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're fun to be around sometimes. Not if they're like aggressive.
Nah.
But if you see someone who's just out there singing and spinning around, it's like, I'm happy. I'm happy. We got a lot of those on Broadway in Nashville.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
Crackers made the world go round, man.
Well, they're just... Yeah.
I had a crackhead in Montana.
They have them there?
They have them there.
They're everywhere.
They're fewer and far. The ones in Montana got, like, bicycles and shit, dude. But we had a show, and maybe it wasn't Montana. I can't remember where it was at now, but it was cold as fuck. And we were getting ready to go on the, like, do the show, and they didn't have ginger ale, and so me and Jake were just outside talking. I was like, I guess we're just gonna drink sugar-free Red Bulls, because we normally pour, like, mix them with ginger ale, and this crackhead was just like, you need ginger ales? They got them at the at the corner store three blocks over.
Appeared.
So I gave him 10 bucks, and he came back with two ginger ales.
Just a gas station genie. Yeah. When you rub a fucking Red Bull on its own, it pops out.
That's funny.
Just rural DoorDash, dude.
Rural DoorDash.
It's like, I can't give you any wishes, but I could get you ginger ale.
Nah, when I first moved there, a crackhead pulled a gun out on me one time.
What?
Yeah. Damn. When I first got here, it was a crack. I was trying to pee like by the food trucks by the creek in the cave, and I was going back there to piss, and then the dude was like, he just came out and was like, hey man, this is my motherfucking property, don't piss on my fucking property. I was like, watch out, old ass nigga. And he was like, this is my fucking property, don't piss on my property. I said, it's not your property, dog. What the fuck you talking about? And then he pulled out a two-shot danger. I was like, well, calm down. I'm sorry. And I walked away. And a couple weeks later, I seen him again, and he was just like, he was like, hey man, I just want to let you know, no green shit, I just want my respect. It was cool ever since. And then he died.
Oh.
Because you shot him?
I think he died like a cancer or something. But it was like, cool. If you go to my Venmo picture, it's a picture of me and him.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn. My dog. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Good dude.
Doug, even the homeless have guns in Texas.
Dude, everyone's got guns.
I feel safer already, dude.
Yeah. I do. I feel weirdly like not like I don't feel bothered walking down 6th Street like I do in other. Yeah, like I don't like being on in Broadway by myself.
And
no, I don't like doing that. But 6th Street, I walk around. I walked around by myself a few times. It's whatever.
Yeah, it's fairly safe.
Yeah.
You just gotta kind of be aware and keep it moving. Keep it moving.
No, yeah.
Don't wear headphones.
Yeah, no. I couldn't be zoned out on 6th Street, dude.
And I cut through the alley, too. That's that crackhead central.
Oh, yeah.
You go through the alley?
By the food trucks?
I mean, it just got kind of bad. But yeah, I cut through the alley. Because it's easier. I don't got to talk to many people.
Yeah, you know going out the back.
The Butch Dick Alley.
What?
Yeah.
The alley by the food trucks?
Yeah.
We went to walk by there, and at the last food truck right before you go by the alley, there was a person in a like a black denim vest, and on the back across the shoulders, like on a name on a jersey, it just said Butch Dick.
She stole that from me. That's mine.
What is Butch Dick?
I don't know.
That's
I don't even
a
know
new
what
one.
They,
yeah, strap on.
That's what it is.
Strap on.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
She had it on her jersey because she stays strapped, dude.
It was a humble lady, like a regular lady.
She was buying food.
I could have gone either way.
Depends. Okay.
You know, like the white emo people, the little dress, and you're like, I can't tell if you have a home or not.
Yeah.
You have to see, one of those. You have to smell it to check.
Yeah.
It's like, this is expired. This bitch dick is old.
This hasn't been kept cold.
Butch dick.
Butch dick.
Butch dick's expired, dude.
Butch dick.
Butch dick.
You've been with some old ladies before? I was gonna ask you this earlier, but
nah, not old, not that old bitch.
They're probably like mid-40s.
You fuck the oldest?
Maybe like a 45.
30 is the oldest.
30 is the oldest?
Yeah.
For you? You haven't been with the old lady then.
Mm. Wait, you're 25 though. How old were you when you hooked up with the 30-year-old?
9.
No. 11. Nah, shoot. I was like last year, so 23, 24.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Yeah.
So not you haven't
That's
jumped
like a
up
normal
the age
range.
Yet.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the oldest you would go?
30.
They're 46.
That's yeah. about when
That's
it starts to drop
number.
Off.
That's
yeah.
a specific number.
How old is J-Lo? 50? Oh,
there are celebrity exemptions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You
yeah.
got to carve out some...
There's
some
regular people exemptions.
Fucked Betty White.
There's like 50-year-old bitches on all.
You
would have
fucked Betty White?
I would have fucked Betty White.
Oh, Dolly yeah.
Parton? Well, you wouldn't fuck Betty White?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I get...
Anyway, I'd fuck her for her mind. I just have questions.
Yeah. Like, well, I used to have a bit about Cloris Leachman.
Jolene, what?
I used to have a bit about Cloris Leachman.
Really?
She was also an old, like, comedic actress. Do you remember Screwed with Dave Chappelle and, like, Norm Macdonald?
No.
No? She was, like, the old, like, rich lady in that. She was in Raising Hope. I don't know. Anyway, she's just an old, funny white lady. But she did the Bob Saget roast on Comedy Central back when John Stamos was hosting. And her first joke when she came up, she was like, I'm not here to roast Bob Saget. I'm here to fuck John Stamos. And as soon as she said it, I was like, damn, I gotta adjust. And like...
That's so funny.
Yeah, yeah, just this dude, like 96-year-old woman was like, I'm not here to roast Bob Saget.
She was 96?
Yeah. And then when she said goodnight and like went to leave, she made out with John Stamos like hard.
That's a, dude, an old lady fuck is like an ego less like there's no ego in it. She ain't got no ego.
What if she dies, dude?
Huh?
What if she dies?
What if she dies?
She goes out.
What if somebody dies when you do stand up? You're a legend. You killed.
You killed. You killed.
You killed. You killed.
Dude, if she dies, that's what a beautiful way to go out. Nutting.
What if she didn't?
What if it was like...
What if she didn't? That's yeah. the that was
she
didn't come. What if she didn't?
What if she didn't?
She just is a ghost.
Heart attack.
She's haunting you. Like, man. Yeah, that man, bitch, you ain't shit.
Yeah, you made me come. I'm sorry, bitch, you died.
Every time you bring a lady home, you're trying to fuck her. Yes. He's like, oh, are you going to make this one come or not?
Oh, she's yeah. going to die with me, huh? Is it? Okay, yeah.
Kim says he's got 9 ghosts following him.
None of us came before we died. We blame Cam for that. I don't want that. This red and white
yeah,
man following
yeah, yes.
yeah. Plus, if you did make them come, you know they're going to call you the N-word.
Oh, most definitely.
Dude, yeah.
Oh, like 96, I'm fucking 96-year-old white lady.
She's saying
she comes, she's gonna say nigga when she comes.
1,000%.
Is that even, does that bother you?
Or if she doesn't.
It depends on the tone.
Or if she doesn't and you're like, did you come? She's like, N-word, please.
Oh, damn.
Then I can't even be mad. I'm like, I just do a good job. I'm a loser at this point.
She's like, damn. Go get the towel.
Go get the towel.
Dumbass nigga. Wait a minute, bitch. Don't do that. Don't do that. Mean ass lady. Yeah.
Drop her ass back off at the HEB, dude.
Stupid Cheryl.
Cheryl. Dumbass Cheryl.
Oh.
God, dude.
I like these.
Why
you
a
take
little
it? No, you can't
laughing.
Take it.
Nah, I
it's not mine to give.
I mean, they got so many.
They're so bad. I hate little. Does that bother you? Like a white lady shit. Whine a little, laugh a lot. You don't hate that? Yeah. That annoys me. I'm embarrassed for my people.
Why?
I don't know.
And they having a good time.
Say something smarter. What are you saying?
Whine a little, laugh a lot.
What's wrong okay. with that?
When you put it that way.
It's a clever turn of phrase.
Dude, you really could sell anything. I want to buy one of those now.
Just go door to door with posters like you're selling candy bars.
I'm not retarded, but I like this basket. Let me tell you why I like this basket. I like this basket because it's hand woven.
Yeah?
Yeah, hand woven, and it was
so it's made in China, the sticker right there.
No, it doesn't. Don't stick, took the sticker off. It's not made in China. Don't do that. Don't do that. Do you want, what do you,
I'll buy the basket.
Do you have anything?
Yeah, I got you. I'll give you your lint back.
No, wait. Do you have anything that you would like to put in the basket?
Man, we got some fruits. We got bananas, avocados, and grapes.
How you gonna hold them if you don't have this basket?
I need that basket for the fruit.
You need this basket?
Yeah.
I want that basket now.
Did I just buy a basket?
You bought a basket, Doug.
Yeah, man, I can
BYOB.
Send water to a whale, man.
Yeah, can you get me booked in this town? Hey, show me this comic.
He already did. You just don't know it yet.
You've already been booked, bro. Come on. Yeah, you doing 3 minutes at I was trying to think of somewhere shitty, but I couldn't think of it. Everywhere's good.
Yeah, Shakespeare's
good.
You're doing,
yeah, you're doing 3 minutes at 2:15 at Shakespeare.
By yourself with the ghost.
This is the old ladies?
Probably.
Every
build-up's history. Ooh, as fuck.
Who's the ghost at Mothership? Has anybody, like, sighted anybody? You know what I mean?
I know they said so. It might be a ghost, up, but I ain't seen shit.
You ever feel anything?
Those don't want to talk to me.
You don't think so?
No, they're racist.
They just go back to the other ghost. They're like, he just sounds like. Wah, 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 wah.
Sounds like he has a sheet on his mouth.
They let him in buildings now? That's crazy. That's every ghost.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, they let him in the front.
He doesn't leave when he gets off stage. What the fuck is this?
These people are paying him respect?
It's crazy. Yeah, yeah. Ghosts don't want to talk to me, man. Ghosts want to talk to y'all.
Yeah.
Ghosts is like y'all privilege.
You think so?
I don't think it's a privilege.
We had this conversation, I feel like, on a pod before. The ghosts are white people problems.
Yeah. I don't remember anything.
I don't really care about.
The supernatural is, I don't care.
You believe
demons?
Y'all believe in this?
I've had some weird shit happen.
For real, what's the weirdest?
My school was haunted by a ghost. His name was Georgie. The school burned down and there was a kid trapped in the attic and they named him Georgie.
Right, that is a real ghost.
And he haunted the school. And one time we had to go up and grab like sporting equipment out of this attic. And it's a long hallway where you walk in, there's a light on either end and one in the middle. And it's padlocked from the outside. So we unlock it, we go in.
Terrible school.
Did you go to school in the insane or something?
Stranger Things esque.
You know, we were in our school uniform.
What the fuck? Your school was built to be haunted. It doesn't even sound like a real place.
They built it on top of the burnt down school. Built for real? It for real, 1000%.
All right, what was the haunting?
Well, we walked into, me and my friend Emily, we walked in, we were getting some sporting equipment. We took a left into this long fucking attic. We walked down, and then like we both were like, can you feel that? And then both lights at the end went and shattered, and the door that we opened slammed shut, and we took off running to it, and when we got to it, we couldn't open it.
Have you ever done LSD?
Yeah.
There you go.
But it was after this. I was sober. Yeah, I was like straight laced in high school. I didn't do drugs or nothing.
So I mean, that's pretty wild that the wind gust and the power would do that at once.
Or just another kid outside flicked off the light switches and held the door shut. Like,
you got it.
No one was in there.
I would think though, like, ooh, when you die, you don't get fucking superpowers. You know what I'm saying? If he was a little kid.
No, I don't think it's his personality. I think it's just the wound is causing chaos. The wound has to be dealt with.
Well, he was bullied. These kids like were bullying him and locked him in the attic.
What year did he die?
Ah, shit. Maybe like 40s, 50s. Maybe in the 60s. I forget what year. That sounds terrifying. It was.
I don't go to places like that.
I was so scared.
Yeah, I don't know. You couldn't even get me in the attic.
Yeah, you couldn't get me to go up there if you told me there was a ghost named Georgie. Because I just keep thinking of the shit from fucking It. Like,
come on down, Georgie. Everybody flew.
Yeah, so wait. Did y'all like do a boat or you was like, I'll go do it. Fuck it.
Just me and Emily. I wanted to get out of class. I didn't want to be in class.
Not into that shit. I don't want out of class enough to be possessed. I'm good.
You seen some ghost shit?
Yeah, I think I'm being lightly haunted by Robin Williams. Because I've seen him at two different comedy clubs, and the other night we did mushrooms, and I saw him in my bathroom mirror.
And he was Popeye.
Yeah, he was Popeye.
He became Popeye during the mushroom trip.
For real?
Dude.
1000%.
Not the first time I went to the comedy store, the first time I took Jake to the comedy store, the back hallway, like where you go in like the original room, main room, and then the stairs up to the belly room. Yeah. We got there early, Jake went to the bathroom, and I was just walking down the hallway looking at all the headshots when it switches.
That's cool as shit.
She used to be a professional vapor, dude.
That's cool as dude, please, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm so sorry.
No, 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 you're good. This is dope.
And it just kicked in real hard. Man, that's cool as fuck, man. Oh, all right, go.
Oh, but anyway, yeah, so Robin Williams, I heard him talk to me in the Comedy Store, and when I turned around, his picture was behind me. And I, like, poked my head in the kitchen to make sure nobody was fucking with me. And then, like, a year and a half before that, I'd seen him in Spokane at the Spokane Comedy Club. Same kind of shit. And then we did, like, I saw him in my bathroom mirror the other night.
I got chills when he told me about it, because, like, we're roommates, so it's like, that's the bathroom I use, the one you saw him in. So now he's just there.
I just, like, I don't know, like, I don't believe in, like, classic, like, ghosts or anything, but, like, the whole science shit, like, echo. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, simply transfers from one form to another. To, yeah, like, consciousness, or, like, just existing in the ether.
I would love to dress up as Mrs. Doubtfire and scare the shit out of you.
You
would definitely dress up as Mrs. Doubtfire, but it would have nothing to do with me whatsoever.
It'd be scary in a different way.
What's going on? This is it.
Like, oh, I'm Robin Williams.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Hello! This is fucking.
I thought I'd never seen that movie.
You never saw Mrs. Doubtfire?
Still? I seen, like, snippets.
You should watch
finish it.
You should. It would be fun if you just, like, live, like, record. Like, what is it where you watch live a movie stream? And you cast over it?
Just commentate on it?
Yeah. That'd be fun. You haven't seen Mrs. Doubtfire? Have you seen Flubber?
Mm-hmm.
It's with the bouncy, goopy green thing.
I seen
the flying car.
Never seen the whole thing.
Yeah.
Do you like movies or he's not a big movie?
Oh, movies.
Do you fuck with movies?
It just depends.
What's your favorite movie?
Friday Night Lights.
Dude, that one rips.
That movie's so good.
It's a great movie. I love football.
Booby Miles.
Oh.
Well, that shit's so fucking sad.
Play football.
Yeah. That's another thing. What am I gonna do? I can't play football. That shit get me every time.
Yeah.
What hurts is when you watch the movie again. I watch the movie almost every year, and every time he gets put, I be like, "Don't put a nigga in the game."
Yeah.
Don't put him in.
Don't put him in. Yeah. I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah. I feel like something's not good. Like, don't put him in the game. And now he's gonna put in the fucking game, bro.
They should make old people with dementia watch old movies and see if they figure out the plot.
Like, don't go in there.
That'd be so funny.
Yeah.
Every day the same movie.
Yeah. 51st Dates. They're like, this is very weird.
That makes so much sense, though.
Like, this is you, pal.
A lady briefly remembers her husband, and she's like, why don't you fucking do shit like this?
Yeah, that's so funny. But yeah, that's one of my favorite movies ever.
Have you seen The Notebook?
No.
That's a good one, too. It's a tearjerker.
I don't like that
cry at movies. It was...
Yeah? You not a crier?
Nah.
Really?
What the hell, man?
Yeah. Through and through. Straight.
Through.
90, 100. Like, it's like the spectrum of gay to straight. You're 100% thug.
Never smiled for my life.
Really? You stay smiling, dog.
I never smile.
That's not even a smile. It's a smirk.
It's a
smirk.
Smirk.
He's angry.
Mad.
If you ever see me smile.
Nah, I'm a happy guy. I'm lying.
Yeah, see. You very. Yeah.
But y'all like y'all fuck mushrooms?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like
psychedelics.
Mushrooms,
yeah.
But I never did the dose where it was like
gone.
Too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was the dose?
Like 7, 8.
That's an insane amount.
But it wasn't that the dose was too much. It's just that it took a while to kick in, and I was just like, this isn't working. I'm just gonna go home. And I got in the car and took off, and as soon as I got on Interstate 35, it kicked in. I went over the Duluth Superior Bridge. It's this tall ass bridge up in like Minnesota, Wisconsin, and I went over that tripping sick.
Really?
Yeah, it was like Tron. That's what it felt like when I was driving. Pulled into a Quick Trip, called my friend crying.
I would never drive on drugs.
I didn't like, I wasn't tripping.
Yeah, but you were.
I wasn't.
It wasn't until she was.
Yeah.
I took some mushrooms with Uncle Laser, said Uncle Laser a couple days ago. And I said, come on, I gave mushrooms for my birthday. And I was like, yeah, we'll take so we'll go to like a Jelly Roll concert. And they was like, hey man, the whole bar is 5 grams. You take three to what's name, three of the little squares. So Graham, it'll be a nice little trip. Laying most there, go listen to music, good time. And so I gave, we all put take three. I gave Laser three. I took two. Got like Laser is drugs.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. He'll be fine.
And then our barber took one and a half. He's like, I don't trust the math, not mathing on this. And so I took two. Laser took three. And then we go to the Delaware concert. Concert completely over. So we just backstage and we chilling. And I asked Laser, I go, hey man, are these mushrooms like hitting you? He's like, no, not yet. I was like, okay, they beating my ass. And then 10 minutes later, he come back and go, they're kicking my ass. So now we in Jelly Room, like green room, and I'm fully freaking out. I'm going, I need milk. I need milk now. And I'm going through, look, milk. I don't know what in my mind would like, get milk immediately. So I'm going through that mother looking for milk. I find like 2% low fat milk. I'm like, thank God this milk. I'm gulping down. I'm drinking milk like a motherfucker. So at one point, Laser goes. I was like, man, we can't be here right now. We need to leave. So I called Christina. Said, I Christina. She on the one that own
Sunset.
So I called Christina. I called my mom. She said, my mom. So I was like, hey mom, you gotta come get us. So she come pick us up before we leave the ACL Live. The ACL got like this elevator that got like two doors. So we get on the elevator, and no lie, we stuck in the elevator 10 minutes. 10 full minutes of just like, me and Uncle Laser are like fully freaking the fuck out.
And you're full of milk.
I'm about a gallon of milk. Doug, and it didn't help.
Doug, the milk thing made so much sense to me as soon as you said it, because yeah. I was like, oh, he went boneless.
Yeah,
he fell boneless. I need milk to get his bones back, Doug.
So I'm freaking the fuck out. And then this door right here keeps opening. They keep opening it, and people get on and they get off, and we can't go this way. So me and Laser are literally freaking out. Our barber is like, he's just like, as calm as possible, go stop. How do we get this door open? And I just go, I don't know. And they just go, we live here now. And so now I'm freaking out more. And then the door finally opens. We run out to the street. And then Christina comes, she picks us up. She takes us to Sunset. They're doing a Good Evening News at Sunset. She closed off the green room, so we just in the green room. Now I'm in the green room, and I'm just freaking out. And so I'm in the green room, and it's like a walk-in freezer there. I'm in the freezer, like, I like it in here. I like it in this freezer. I'ma stay in this freezer. It was the craziest shit ever. I was kicking people out the green room for I don't like your mustache.
That's wild. You went in the freezer there, because isn't that where somebody said somebody died in the freezer? Oh.
I don't think about that. I don't believe that. They say somebody died in the freezer. They say somebody died in the goddamn downstairs. That's an old building. Shit, people die everywhere. Yeah. Yeah. We gotta realize
people die everywhere.
Real shit. I seen two people down 6th Street since I've been here, and like, it's crazy, because like, you see, they'll be dead right there, and then 2 days, I mean, not even an hour go by, and they're not there no more, and people are back doing what they were doing.
That's wild.
People die everywhere.
All the time.
So it's like.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody.
Not everybody lives everywhere.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, niggas probably died in that freezer. Yeah, not recently.
That's not why today.
Yeah, not when I was on them fucking mushrooms. I didn't see their ass. I was freaking the fuck out. And then at one point, I was just like, y'all trying to lock me here like I'm an animal or something?
You put yourself in this.
And I'm, you put yourself in timeout, and then this is like, how dare y'all put me in timeout?
Y'all gonna put me in timeout. So now I'm trying to get out of timeout, and I'm running out to the goddamn a show going on. I'm like running the show, and people like see me like, that's Cam. I'm like, oh shit. I run back into the green room. I'm like, I was full on freaking the fuck out.
That's a tough environment to do mushrooms. Way better to go to the woods.
I mean, yeah. Last time I was in mushrooms, I did mushrooms in the woods. I was
nature.
Like, yelling at birds. Yeah. I was yelling at birds.
It's you were funny. Yelling at birds?
Yeah, I was yelling at birds. Me and Laser, I was like, it's funny because somebody said, I wouldn't trip on mushrooms with Laser. I don't think it'd be a good time.
I feel like
it
would be
like,
great.
I think, trip on mushrooms is a great time with Laser. And then somebody was like, who else have you done mushrooms with? Just Laser. And they were like, yeah, that's a good time. No, do it with somebody else. I would say at one point he was like, we're never gonna be the same again. I'm like, don't do that. Stop messing with my brain. So we're never gonna be the same. Okay?
Yeah. Like doing mushrooms with laser is awesome. Doing mushrooms with laser.
Ah! Where is the milk?
It's like you done with anybody else? No. See, like the guy to do the mushrooms with. The funniest shit is he just kept going. Nobody's gonna believe I didn't give you the mushroom. Nobody's gonna believe you drunk me. Nobody's gonna believe this. I'm like, no, they won't.
They won't.
Nobody ever. Nobody. I do mushroom legs all the time. We did mushrooms in Vegas. My dog CJ, he a porn star. This is another crazy trip. We was just we was having a deep conversation, and then birds were just chirping in a tree. So I was just yelling at birds. I'm like, y'all need to shut the fuck up. We having some deep ass conversation over here. Yeah, mushroom, yeah, we fucked up.
Oh, dog.
Just yelling at birds.
Have you ever done acid?
Nah, I would never do acid.
I had a bad trip on acid. The very first time I had.
You should see the before picture.
It was made by acid.
Yeah. Well, yeah. A little bit. It contributed.
How long have you been doing acid?
I don't do it anymore. Yeah. I did. I started probably 8 years ago. I did acid. I was playing Call of Duty Zombies. And just a pap, 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 pap. That fucking gunfire was in my mind the whole 8 hours.
Oh, no.
The whole 8 hours. And I was like, I'll put a movie on. And I was watching the movie, and my buddy went to take a bath. And I was like, he'll die in that. So I was like, I should also get water. So I went and took a shower, and I sat up there, and I just contemplated how he was dead. I was like, my friend's dead, and I'm just in the shower now. It was bad. It was
I can't.
But the next day,
I can't do acid.
The next day after a bad trip, though, you're just like, good morning. I'm gonna have some coffee and be quiet today. Like, I'm fucking alive. Yeah. I got a lot of gratitude for everything. Yeah. Woo, my friend's alive, and I passed the milk successfully.
Yeah, no, I can't do acid. Yeah, I can't do acid.
DMT? Yeah, that one's fun because you're only gone. Like, if the length of the trip sucks, 4 hours of mushrooms, if you do DMT, it's fucking 15 minutes. You go 15 minutes, you could go to the grocery store. In that 15 minutes, it's a lifetime.
Crazy. I don't like shit that really fucked my mind. Mushrooms is cool because it's like,
chaos.
Feels good on the, it's like a body.
Yeah,
like,
it's a body, man. I kept asking laser, hey, when last time you close your eyes? If I close my eyes doing some other shit enough. So I close my eyes and be like, what's up, nigga? How you doing? You having a good day today? I'm like, I'm having a great day, eyes. Where did you go? Them bitches fucked me up.
Yeah.
My first time doing mushrooms, I thought I'd die for 3 hours.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, what the?
Yeah, where you're just like, oh, I don't have a heartbeat.
My first time,
you just go away.
Yeah. I was in the shit. For the first 2 hours, it was great. I listened to a Brit Crit album, and it was like the best. I was like, this is the best. This is the best album of all time.
We watched Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness the other night when we did mushrooms. Same thing. It's like, this is the best movie that was ever made.
But how did it feel when it went off?
Good. We just we kept the conversation smooth.
Yeah, we paused the movie at one point and talked about building the cave, and
that's
then
hard.
Went back.
Yeah.
My first time doing mushrooms, I did it by myself, and then I was just like, listen to the album. The album was great. When the album went off, my brain was just like, oh, it's over. I think everything you've ever known is done. And
you just soaked in that moment of silence, and you're like, oh no,
it's not great. I tried to put my music on. It was like, no, we're not going back there. That was a good time.
Nothing will ever be as good as what you just heard.
Let's die. You ready to die? And I thought I'd die. After I was in the bed, just like, I'm dead. I remember last time I came here, my homeboy going, he was like, how long these last? About 4 hours. That's giving me about 4 hours. About 4 hours. I'm like, I'm dead, bro. Yeah, it was bad.
Damn. Okay, but when how'd you get out of that? Like the I'm dead. It just wore off.
It just passes. Yeah.
I never got out of that.
He thinks he's dead right now.
Yeah, I still think I'm in the goddamn.
Like my favorite thing about mushrooms is like shit like that where you have like that intense thought and then your brain like counteracts it or finds a way to like use it or realize it. Yeah, that kind of thing. Like turning that, like, oh, I feel like I'm dead into, like, the ego death. yeah. kind of thing, where it's like, oh, this version of me is dead, or like this piece of me is, or whatever, and it's like, but that's making way for like this new thing. Mushrooms is trippy like that. Mushrooms make me think like shit like that.
I think that's what that was. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But it was still like, it was like,
oh yeah, no, in it, yeah, in it, it you're like, still like, whoo.
Cause it never turned around. It was like, nah, you did. And then one point I was like, oh, I'm done. Like, I'm just not on mushrooms no more. I get, I'm just coming off of it. But until that moment, I was like, it's forever. Died.
Yeah,
you're not here.
There are so many people that do drugs like that that should not. Like, you're making it, it's getting worse.
100%.
Every time you do mushrooms, it's getting worse.
That dude I was cool with, since I was like elementary school to high school, he went to college to play baseball, and he did LSD, acid or something. And I used a full schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Like, he's never been this. It's like some. Like, that's why I won't do. That's why I don't ask someone the LSD. I don't want shit to fuck with my. Like, I could do small, like, doses of mushrooms if I know I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm cool with it. But all that other shit, I don't want to unlock some shit that wasn't supposed to be unlocked. You know what I'm saying? Cause it might be something in your brain that just behind like a bunch of fucking chains and shit. Yeah. Like, do not touch this. Do not enter.
Yeah.
And it's like, this will fuck you up forever. Yeah. And you do this and it's like, okay, now you bark at trees now.
You're literally alternating. Like, the synapses in your brain when you take stuff like that.
Yeah, so that's why I can't. I won't do shit like that. Mushrooms is cool. Mushrooms is probably the only drug I probably could take though besides like
MDMA?
Nah, that's crazy,
right? Oh, I love that.
What's
MDMA? That's my
Molly. I can't do pills.
No,
I don't trust pills.
It's crushed. It's not a pill anymore.
What was that? what are you fucking doing?
I'm shit. I love this nigga. He's one of my new favorite people in the world. Yeah. When he said that, I was like, actually, he's not wrong. But like, I also, it's crazy.
It's
like,
the bad decisions of like childhood innocence. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like a little
bit. Oh, you don't like pills? You can crush it up. It won't be a pill.
Yeah.
Like, well, when you put it like that, it's not a pill. It's like, but I don't like to snort stuff. Well, you don't have to snort. You can lick it.
I guess I do Molly now.
What?
Yeah. No, Molly is good.
You crush it up, put it in a drink. You're not even doing a drug anymore. You're just having a beverage.
You're hydrating.
Molly.
It's like, yo, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's like putting salt on the rim of a margarita.
You right.
You might as well.
I like Molly. It's probably my favorite drug because it's if you have like heavy thoughts a lot, like depression, or you're anxious a lot, you think about the future. When you take it, all that gets really, really quiet, and it's like you can look at all of the problems of your life, like the relationships, the finances, the you know, anything, and you can like your childhood, you can pull out the file on it and like just read it like a book, and you feel so much love for like. You're like, oh yeah, I understand, and you can forgive people and like move on. It's like very good for like, it's the one drug that I was like, yeah, people should probably take this if they're stuck in their life, because mushrooms might make you go, you know.
That's why I'm like, I'm interested to try ketamine.
Yeah, ketamine is probably good for that.
Same reason.
But like, I don't want to do shit. I gotta snort or put in my nose.
No, same. I can't do coke. I have like an intense like inner fear of cocaine, just because I'm aware of that shit in my mind. Kind of like the same thing with you with acid. You're like, I know that would unlock something, and I don't want to run that risk.
Yeah.
Cocaine is the same thing for me, dude. It's like, I know the day I do it the first time, somebody's gonna find me dead in a hotel.
Yeah, you know? I don't like. I do with drugs too. It's just too much scary shit. And I think sometimes what you just said, it's like. Sometimes you gotta feel that. You feel what I'm saying?
I think
like,
it helps you.
No, I'm not the shit you like the shit that you try to get away from. I think sometimes like as a person, that shit you gotta feel.
You gotta sit with it.
You gotta sit with that. You know what I'm saying? Cause like drugs just make. Cause like when I was smoking weed every day, it was just cause I was just like I didn't want to feel shit. But when I started feeling shit, shit got better. You gotta feel certain things. You feel what I'm saying?
It's what people talk about with mental health. Like you can't just
escape. Read
the shit. You got to do the work.
Yeah.
Like, cause if you keep running from it, it's causing additional problems.
You just gotta
face the shit.
Gonna be more issues. Same thing with like alcoholism. Anything where it's just something you like too much. If you don't feel it, it's not gonna.
Yeah.
Not gonna go away. I'm telling you, when I started smoking weed, like it just that shit made for the first time when I really sat in the problems I had, like they all disappeared slowly. You know what I'm saying?
Except women.
What?
Ladies.
He said except women.
Oh yeah, ladies.
Now you don't understand.
Now I lost you.
He's like, I still got 99 problems. They're just all bitches now.
They're all women. That is it.
That's its own thing.
But yeah, nah, that's my biggest thing on drugs. It's just like you,
I like to sit with it, and then like when we took the shroom trip, I had like a little like, oh, okay, like kind of like an awakening thing, or like some things just made sense to me.
100%.
But I've been sitting with them for like a really, really long time.
Yeah.
I like to sit with it, and then maybe.
Yeah, I think shrooms like every like 4 or 5 months is a good like, hey man, let's throw like, some of this shit away. Mm-hmm. Cause like you said, but doing shit all the time.
No.
Your brain will never recover.
Mm-mm. No, you know like what I'm quarterly, dude. Like every 3 or 4 months, I'll do some mushrooms.
Yeah. Let's check the oil. I mean,
exactly, dude. It's a check-in, like a reset. Like let me get back to center.
It's ground.
Dude, yeah.
Ground yourself.
Especially like I'll do it when I like notice I'm starting to get like irritable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like it's like, oh, I'm carrying a lot of tension and anxiety.
You're not
and shit.
You're hungry.
And
then it's just a bag of mushrooms.
Yeah.
We just roll it up in a piece of cheese and slide it to you.
There you go.
Enjoy. Scratch me behind the ears, dude.
Good boy.
I think I'm funny. So when I was in Florida, Jolly, it was me, Jolly, and Tony Wellington, who was going to some show in St. Fort Pierce or something. And I wasn't doing mushrooms then. Tony had these bag of mushrooms that he just grew himself. And he was like, they're probably not that strong. You can take them. And Jolly, I don't know if it's the first time doing mushrooms, but Jolly was drinking back then. So he was like, fuck it. So he was eating them bitches like they was chips.
Ooh.
Like, we driving the foot, and he throwing them hoes back. I mean, he's throwing them back. And I don't know how much of a wreck at the time. I think you just eat them and you start seeing shit. So we get to the show, and Jolly hosting the show.
Oh, God.
Jolly's the host.
No.
So before the show start, they like, hey man, y'all, we gotta find Jolly. Jolly disappeared. So I walk around looking for Jolly. I walk into the men's bathroom, and Jolly's in the men's bathroom in the big stall, hysterically laughing. I mean, like laughing like somebody just told the funniest joke you've ever heard. And, you know, I go, Jolly, you good? He's like, I'm the funniest nigga alive. I am the funniest nigga alive. I'm like, what? He said, I'm fucking hilarious. Like, yeah, man, you funny. Goddamn right I am. And then comes out and just obliterates the song. Oh, like, but his whole set is just going, y'all like this? And they go, yeah, it's like, I'm on so many mushrooms right now. I like mushrooms. That's the whole thing.
That's amazing.
Another set he did about this, why I love this nigga. Because he him through and through 100%. Same kind of scenario, he doing his own show at the improv before we move, right? Maybe like a year before we move, he's doing his own show at the improv. And he's on mushrooms, and he's looking at me, he just goes, I'm on mushroom right now, and I'm finna fucking obliterate. And he's on stage, and he's obliterating. Turns around and just goes, I'm on mushrooms right now, and I'm fucking obliterating. But Jolly's self-confidence is what most people need in life.
Yes.
Just like this much of it.
Dude, that's why he's so great to have around. Bro. Like, he just gives it to you.
Yeah.
Like, bro, he will literally, he'll call you out of the blue. You haven't heard from him for two months. He'll just cold call you and be like, I just need to tell you in words, you hilarious. And then hang up the phone. And you're just like, how did he know I needed to hear that today?
Hey, he better, that's better than me. He called me and said, I went wrong better than you, nigga. And he'll call me sometimes and be like, you know, God can't follow me. And I'm like, what? What made you think about that? I just want to tell you how I feel right now. He can't follow me. Yeah. That's him. Jolly that nigga, man.
Dude, do you know, like, in my brain, I think sometimes, like, Jolly is our Joey Diaz.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Just that wild, crazy, just it's so fun to be around. Yeah. Just lights up every room. Just a fucking killer.
I mean, yeah, that's a great comparison.
Yeah, that fucking says whatever the fuck is on his mind. Care. Ain't no stopping it.
Yeah.
Don't care. Yeah, that nigga is the best.
Yeah, you gotta be around that.
I used to break into his house when I first started.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I remember you telling me this.
I used to break into his house. So when I started, he was like, I'm like, I relate to, so it was just like,
yeah.
He was like, man, at some point he'd be like, man, come to my crib, it'd be like a couple like new comics, and we just, he had like a couch and a mic stand, and that was it. no TV, no nothing. And then so we would go to his crib and we would just work on jokes and shit. But after a while, people would stop coming back, and I was the only one that kept coming. And then one day, if I would go to work, he was like, his crib was down with my job. So I stopped at his back door would always be kind of, it would be locked, but you could jimmy it a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'd jimmy his back door, and I'd be like, hey, Charlie, wake your ass. So I got a joke to tell you here. Wake up. And then I would talk to me. What you got? I run it by him, and he just go, you gotta make that shit retarded. That was his whole
that, yes. Yeah. Dog, that
you
is
gotta
his...
make that shit retarded. It's not retarded enough, right?
Yeah, that's his way of saying turn it up to 11.
Yeah, just you gotta make get it better. Shit retarded. It's not retarded yet. Oh, wow. I go some crazy shit like, ooh, then the dog came in and started fucking out. That's what I say. It's just also why. And I remember one time, me and my dog, he do comedy a little bit still, my dog D. But we would go to his house, and me and D we both had our first joke that like we was like, oh, these are gonna hit. I was like 3 months in the time, we were like, oh, these jokes gonna hit. And then D just goes, hey man, we finna finally start getting money off this shit. And then Johnny goes, y'all niggas still suck. Y'all niggas still terrible. Nobody wanna hear this shit yet, man. I got one good joke, now you wanna get money. You niggas still terrible. Yeah.
He's the absolute best, dude. He's a legend.
Yeah, I love
dude. Him. I love him to death.
Hiking up like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hiking up like shit.
Them white dudes in your ass.
It's like the motherfuckers, the drug bosses.
Word.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Life change, this shit, like all the mafia niggas and shit like that.
Oh, okay, like some Soprano shit.
Yeah, okay. Soprano, and then this the nigga that did the World Is Yours.
Oh.
What's his name? Say hello to my little-
Scarface,
yeah. Right here, he's right here. Yeah, y'all like these sort of.
I was about to say Al Pacino, I was like, that's obviously the actor.
That's the real one. I gotta pee so bad I can't
call
you.
Yeah, right. Should we wrap it?
We should wrap it up?
Thank you, man. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, tell them where your website, where to get tickets, where you're gonna be at.
At my website, it's Cam Pass and Comey or some shit like that. But if you just go to my Instagram at Cam So Funny with two O's for the soul, you can go, it's in the bio. I'm on tour now, which is fucking crazy. Come see a nigga try to become a headliner. It's called Just the Beginning, and that's it. Fuck with my IG.
Bro, I saw you in Chicago. We did that 312 Comedy Festival together. He's a headliner.
Soon, I'm gonna be there. I feel like the very beginning of it's gonna be like still figuring out what you know what I'm saying? Then by the end, it's like, okay, I can do it. I mean, the goal by the end is to be like, I can do it.
It's just the confidence.
Yeah.
You have the material, dog. I watched you murder in Chicago.
That's right.
I watched you fucking crush it. Dude, thanks. Like I literally when I saw you in the van, I can't even remember what was that terrible mic in like Lake Mary or whatever.
Copper Rocket. Yeah.
I was living in a van. I came back to do shows with Jason Mewes. I was hosting Copper Rocket because I was just posted up for the week, just filling in whatever I could get. And this motherfucker came out, and I told who was it that was in the back? I think it was Tony. And Joe Sensabella, and I can't remember who else was there, but I was like, this is the best open micer I've ever fucking seen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you came outside and was like, man, I bombed. And I was like, yeah, okay. If he thinks he bombed, this is about to go hard. And Doug, you have not taken your foot off necks. Since
come on, Doug,
so fucking
I don't plan on it, dude. I don't plan on it neither. Make it
Lord
come on,
over everybody, dude. Fucking ladies and gentlemen, Cam Patterson.
Peace, bye,
Cam's
everyone.
So funny.
Appreciate you, man.